Learn programming with artificial intelligence as soon as possible. You don't have to write any code anymore. I continue searching for a way to make AI better at programming, and now I am certain that a better AI is not the way. I just asked my AI to go over every pane of my application and ask what is missing, what can be added, and if the pane is rational in its structure. Think of a pane as a tab in a complex application. It is a series of tightly knit functions. In a file pane, for example, this should make the AI evaluate the toolbar and its buttons, and check if files and directories can be added, renamed, copied, pasted, cut, and so on. AI being aware of the application it is working on should also evaluate needs in context of that program. Today's AIs are not perfect yet. They are held back, and this prevents them from breaking stuff, hallucinating things, and consuming everything in process. But asking AIs to be rational about program features is a sign of time. It's basically how you write computer software today. There are programmers out there who will say that AI is bad, that it is still a glorified autocomplete, and that it can't create original things. But the really real truth is that programming just became possible this month. Up until now, to write big, strong computer applications, you needed an army of contributors. Many of those contributors turn out to be cranky from time to time. Pushing a feature too hard will have them split your development team, and pushing hard is where innovation lives. It is where we create the programs that have not yet been possible. One of my computer programs is a visual programming language, and to make it work, it can't have loops and if-thens. No loops, no ifs. This would profoundly upset very many people. Splitting a workflow or a data flow is a solved problem. But in my opinion, it made visual programming childish. Visual programming is about visualizing programs, and splitting a flow and making a human lose track again makes a visual programming language into a mess of cables and thus a toy. Pushing this idea would make my contributors fork the program in two, and everyone would slowly lose interest in both forks over time. But in the age of artificial intelligence, we just get on with the show. I ordered my AI to add a custom state-of-the-art code editor and file tabs. Now, my application does not just open beautiful workflow maps, but also supports standard programming. As a result, I can give my users program templates and show them how to sync complexity, those loops and if-elses, into actions so that they are invisible up on the visual canvas. Often, it is only just 15 lines of code, sometimes 50, but keeping complexity inside actions and then showing simple flows of actions saved the program from becoming a silly toy. I named this implicit loops and logic, and realized that this is what the Unix command line was supposed to be about. The actions or high-level commands are supposed to be complexity sinks that output files, addresses, or FIFOs to make things communicate and work. But people placed loops and ifs on top of high-level programming, and that made it into an unreadable mess that hides bugs for years. And you have to plan ahead so that you have a visual programming language that is separate from user interface toolkits and components, so that the AI doesn't get confused all over the place and keeps everything very precise. Programming today is not just about smart AIs, but smart architecture.
Adding a code editor to my visual shell scripting gave all my other applications a code editor if they needed.
Being able to make such decisions means only one thing, that real programming was not possible until AI started coding. Real programming is not about compromise. It's about enhancing our abilities. Please, learn programming as soon as you can. You don't have to write the code. You just need good architectural ideas.